Hi, my name's Paul Andrews. I'm the Chief Executive of Fruitworks. Fruitworks launched 9 years ago. It's a community workspace and hot desking centre in the centre of the city of Canterbury. When we launched, we were the first hot desking space in the United Kingdom that wasn't located in a major metropolitan city. And people were quite surprised that we'd opened and felt that we probably wouldn't get enough traffic. However, from day one, that proved not to be the case. Now, we're kind of lucky because here in Canterbury, we have three top-class universities. So we had lots of business spin-outs. And in the early days, Fruitworks tended to cater for start-up businesses. That's evolved over time. And we noticed that we started to get members on a part-time basis, so 1-2 days a week, that were actually supposed to be working from home in their corporate London-based jobs. But they were kind of lonely working at home, or they didn't have the facilities, or their broadband wasn't fast enough. So they were buying membership passes for 1 or 2 days a week and coming and join us in Canterbury. When we first launched, we had just one room, one big open plan room, 1,000 square feet, and everybody found table space there. In the 9 years that we've been active, we've significantly expanded. We've expanded 4 times now. We're on 2 floors. We have a whole range. We have 2 wings of open plan desks. We have a whole suite of individual pods and offices. We have an on-site but open to the public coffee shop and cafe. We have meeting rooms. We have a TV studio. We have conference rooms. So we have a whole range of things, and we're just developing now in response to the new zeitgeist, which is Zoom rooms, where people can go and have a good quality online conference, presentation, webinar, meeting without being interrupted by people walking around or ambient noise or whatever. So the interesting thing about where we are now is the pattern of membership and how that's evolved over the time that we've been in business. So as I said, in the early days, predominantly we had startup businesses and small scale solo businesses working there. We then started to get some remote workers. And one of the interesting things up front is we started to field space for digital nomads. They were people, especially in the United States and Canada, people that worked nowhere or anywhere. So basically, they worked for a big corporate normally, but they were in a position that they didn't need to be based anywhere in particular. And whilst they travelled around the world, they would call into places like Fruitworks and other hot desking spaces to use the facilities to work. And again, because of our proximity to universities, quite a few people would come to Canterbury to visit the universities and would work out of Fruitworks for a few days, for a couple of weeks. So that was a pattern that happened a lot. As we move forward and we've grown and expanded, the kind of usage has changed a little bit. And we've now got people there that have bigger companies and with more people working there. But on the whole, it tends to be broken down between hot desking and the small office pods. However, along came this nasty pandemic, and the country was shut down in lockdown, and people were told to work from home. And wow, what an eye-opener that's been. Because for a long time, large corporates just did not want to entertain too many of their people working from home. Having been forced to do that, we found some very, very interesting stuff. It turns out that people tended to be more productive working from home than they were in an office. Of course, you save all the costs of commuting. The ecology of working from home is beyond reproach. I mean, for those of you that remember the early days of the lockdown, the roads were empty. There was no traffic anywhere because people were staying at home to work. So there's all of a sudden, adversity has shown us how working from home can be beneficial on a number of bases. Of course, there's a downside to working from home. And the downsides are these, really. One, do you have adequate space to do it? Two, is it conducive to actually working, you know, the environment that you're working in? Three, Do you have access to the technology? Is your internet broadband good enough? And four is the human element. So again, what we're seeing now is people that are working from home are buying passes, membership passes to Fruitworks for 1 or 2 days a week, so that they can have some human interaction, some collaboration, some community feel, and also access to better technology, to be honest, and a bit more space. But the concept of this flexibility of working in a local hub or working from home is the thing that's proving really beneficial to people right at the moment. And we see that as a trend that will continue for quite a long time into the future, which is why we have flexible memberships. So you don't even have to nominate a day that you want to work. You just buy a one-day pass and you turn up and work whenever you want. That spirit of flexibility, I think, is the key to where we will go in the future. When you look at what's happening in the corporate world, so many corporates are looking at their office space, which is incredibly expensive in city centres, and saying, we don't need this. But what they do need is places for people to get together. So one of the things that we've done is in Fruitworks is we've invested a lot of money in refurbishing our building and providing meeting rooms, conference space, small event space, and Zoom rooms. So that corporates can have staff get-together, staff meetings, without having expensive buildings that are empty most of the time. So that's how we see the future unfolding. There's going to be a complete change in the way people work. There are going to be more people working from home. There's going to be a lot more people in a hybrid situation where they work from home partly, they go to their corporate office partly, they go to a local community hub occasionally. And we see that as a pattern for the future. You're more than welcome to pop in for a cup of coffee and a sandwich, to have a tour of the facilities and have a look around. You'd be most welcome to visit us here in Fruitworks, and we look forward to seeing you soon.